Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you know, in some parts of the world, Christmas is actually snowy. Here it can be marked by sheets of rain, while in other places the sun shines. And this can influence how Christmas dinner is prepared, specifically barbecuing the turkey. An appalling break with tradition, or finally something different from the tedious norm. The chef, Dean Diplock, is from South Africa originally, where barbecuing is close to a religion. Good afternoon, Dean.
Good afternoon.
Do you need a special sort of a barbecue to stuff a turkey inside it?
Well, probably yes. You'd need something that can close, like a Weber or one of those smoker-style barbecues, because of the size of it, basically, and the length of time you're going to be cooking it for. You would certainly want to brine it to get it succulent and moist. But when you cook it, I would suggest, if you are ever going to barbecue, first of all, plan well ahead and test it a few times before trying to do it on Christmas Day, because it might be a complete disaster. And also weather permission.
Yeah, well, of course, that that goes without saying. How long would you have to cook it for?
Again, it depends on the size of it. Also depends on whether you're just doing the breasts, as we call a crown, or you're going to do the whole turkey. If I was going to do it, I'd certainly do the whole turkey, simply because of the cavity inside it, allowing the heat to get right through into the meat itself and make sure it's cooked all the way to 75 degrees Celsius, as we should with all of our poultry.
Yeah. And so you're talking hours and hours, really, I assume.
Oh, yes, definitely. Could even be overnight, you know, that type of thing. Do low and slow to get it cooked all the way through, and maybe a bit of smoke, some wood chip in there to give it a bit of a smoke. But on a barbecue, certainly, you know, it would be a good maybe 6-7 hours, maybe even 8, depending on the size.
Yeah. And do you just put in the turkey whole? Do you spatchcock it? Do you do anything like that to it?
Again, depends on what you're doing and the size of the turkey. I mean, turkeys can be anything from like 8 to 18 pounds. So it really depends on what you're going to be doing with it or using it for. We would spatchcock a chicken, for instance, on the barbecue on a regular basis, or a leg of lamb, for instance, on a regular basis. But when you want to do a turkey, it's going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah. And if you spatchcock a turkey, your actual barbecue would have to be enormous, because it, you know,
exactly, yeah,
takes up more space there. How does it taste compared to your usual, it's been in the oven for a few hours kind of turkey?
Oh, listen, it's chalk and cheese. I mean, you've got that wonderful charcoal taste to it, as you would, and maybe, as I said, put in some of those wood chips, you'd have a lovely smoky taste. You can get smoked turkey breasts, so it would be along that line. But certainly falling off the bone if you cook it for a long period of time, especially overnight.
Yeah. Now, as you probably know, a lot of barbecues in Ireland are gas-fired barbecues. Are they barbecues at all, or is that just an oven that's outdoors?
I'm afraid I'm on the original. We only do wood and charcoal. Those things are, as you say, just grills outside. But unfortunately, with our weather, the wind, if you want to barbecue in Ireland, you're probably going to need something like that, unless you have a purpose-built overhang area that you can barbecue outside. But they're few and far between, unfortunately, especially with the cost of building these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And in all this as well, actually, I would you do the stuffing separately? Do that indoors?
You can still do it outside. You can still do it in the same vessel that you're cooking in, but I wouldn't put it in the cavity. You'd want to cook it separate. Now, when you say stuffing, is it a bread stuffing or a sausage stuffing? More than likely a sausage stuffing is the type of stuffing you'd cook in a separate tray and serve that with the turkey, as I will be doing this Christmas.
Oh, now, somebody else wants to know, could you pre-prepare it in the oven and then char it on the barbecue, or will it be too dry at that stage?
No, you can do that. Just got to be very careful it doesn't fall apart. But yes, it can be done. It is also a good idea then to make sure that when you're cooking it from a temperature point of view, that maybe cook it under the 75 and then finish it in the barbecue with smoke chips to give it that, you know, that flavor on it, and then make sure it's still cooked up to 75.
Somebody else wants to know, should you add vegetables? We have a big one. I could do them on the shelf above.
Yes, quite easily. Why not? Grilled carrots, you can do any type of root vegetables. Baked potatoes would go very well with it as well. Celeriac and such. Or you could do, a lot of people, when they are doing that smoking style, they would have a bed of vegetables that the turkey sits on. And then it's really the smoke itself and the heat that is going to do hot smoking.
Yeah. Could you do Brussels sprouts? Kind of charcoal-y tasting Brussels sprouts?
Yes, I've heard that done as well, especially with smoky bacon. So yeah, very much can be done, especially using the drippings from the turkey. Why not?
Ah, that's actually, that was my next question. You can get drippings from the turkey if it's been in the barbecue.
Correct. If you put the tray underneath it, so it's sitting in it. Otherwise, obviously, it's just going to go straight through to the fire.
Yeah.
And we don't want that because with the amount of fat, it'll probably burn the place down.
Yes. Important safety tip as well. So if you were in South Africa, Dean, what would you be having with your turkey on Christmas Day?
Well, to be honest, we don't really do turkey in South Africa. As you can imagine, it's about 40 degrees in South Africa on Christmas Day. It's really, really hot. So we tend to do things like a typical South African barbecue with cuts of meat like lamb, cutlets, boerewors sausage, steaks and that type of thing. And chicken. We do some chicken, crown, etc. But turkey are few and far between. It's very European thing. Mm. We tend to eat with salads and things on Christmas Day because just literally because of the heat. And then maybe, and more than likely, you'll be down by the beach with your friends anyway. So have a couple of beers while you're standing around the barbecue talking. And that's basically it. No, the Christmas sit down dinner tends to be lamb, chicken, duck, that type of thing. We don't really do turkey in South Africa.
Oh, God, it sounds like hell, Dean. No wonder you came over to Ireland for a bit of freezing cold. Dean, yes. Thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Dean Diplock there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.